Have you ever experienced anxiety trying to keep up with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the list goes on and on? Now imagine being a musician who relies on social media to connect with fans and make a living. In the music business, it's called D2F, or direct-to-fan marketing. And D2F was a hot topic this week at Berklee College of Music's Rethink Music Conference. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, some people in the industry are questioning the wisdom of all this connecting.
About a year ago, a perky pop duo known as Carmen strategically posted a novel video on YouTube, their version of rapper Chris Brown's song, Look at Me Now.
Oh, you ain't never gonna flop me. Every time I come at you, I gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shatter any little thing that you could think it'd be doing, because it doesn't matter, because I'm gonna...
The video went viral. Ellen DeGeneres got Carmen on her show. The duo landed a deal with Epic Records. Now, 63.5 million YouTube views later, you could call Amy Heidman and Nick Noonan a D2F, or direct-to-fan, success.
We're constantly on Twitter.
Yes.
We do a Facebook post.
Thank God for the iPhone.
You know, if we're doing a radio show, we're tweeting out the live stream link and then responding to people, oh, thanks, and then we're great to see you, blah, blah, blah.
Thanks for watching.
We're always posting stuff on Instagram and just constantly looking for content, either if we're driving by a funny sign on the street,
yes,
or just like
totally unrelated to music sometimes is the best. We can literally say, hey, we're at Dunkin' Donuts, and then they might tweet us back.
To say they're drinking coffee, too. The Berklee grads are in constant dialogue with more than 120,000 fans on Twitter.
Last year, we had like 1,000, so we're very happy. But YouTube, we've got over 900,000 subscribers, so it's definitely a larger...
123.6,000.
Boom. There it is.
The Carmen musicians appear to have mastered their social media universe, but there are risks that come with all this connecting. Marketing guru and Rethink keynote speaker Seth Godin talks about authentic tribal culture in the music industry. A few decades ago, he says just having a loyal tribe was enough.
So the Grateful Dead proved that there's a million people in America who want to be part of a ragamuffin, living on a bus, tribe of people who, like it, cheers, everyone knows your name. That's what they did. They put on a party that moved from city to city. They didn't need more fans because they had enough in their tribe.
Today's musicians are expected to expand their tribe, and in doing so, Godin warns that managing a vast digital tribe can be like getting sucked into a black hole.
I don't use Twitter. I don't use Facebook because I knew that if I went there, I wasn't going to be able to get out, right? The easiest way to build a Twitter following is to publish your phone number frequently, tweet interesting things, and at message everybody because then it'll scale, but then it'll crash. And so if you're a professional, you're going to have to figure out, how do I keep this up?
If musicians can't keep it up themselves, Godin says, naturally others will step in to fill the gap. Carmen, for instance, hired a social media management company. The musicians insist they and their manager okay every carefully crafted Facebook post that goes out. That might be a problem for huge celebrities whose vast layers of D2F support can create distance between themselves and their tribe. But this is the nature of an evolving industry where services and technologies come and go, according to entertainment lawyer Ken Hertz. He represents clients like the Black Eyed Peas, No Doubt, Herbie Hancock, and Britney Spears.
In other words, I'm going to create a glove that fits perfectly in the form of social media for every artist's hand, if you will, holding their microphone, talking to their audience.
That could work for some artists, but mid-career composer, musician, and Berklee grad Peter Bufano is skeptical.
I don't think just making an app that pops up on the phone is going to convince anyone that they love your music and recruit any new audience or any more meaningful relationship to the audience that exists. I just think it's another service, and there's a million of them. I can't count them.
Bufano says the number of social media apps and websites geared towards working-class musicians like him, musicians who can't afford to hire a support team, has become overwhelming. And he has a theory.
Here's where they came from. Like, when the big record companies disappeared, and there's this big space that all the musicians thought, we're going to rise up and fill that space. These guys came in from the side, and they're above us now. Like, they're the new middlemen. And they're actually not delivering an audience to us. They're delivering what they call tools.
That said, Bufano acknowledges how useful some of the tools are and how they've helped revolutionize the music industry. He uses Twitter and email and Facebook to promote live shows for his band, Cirquestra. Bufano also composes soundtracks for TV shows and documentaries and says he's concerned that too much D2F is distracting some musicians from their most important task, making music. Chris Caskey, president of Pitchfork, the popular online music journal, has his own worries. For him, the bottom line for all bands and musicians should be booking actual gigs, not spending their days tweeting.
If I'm going to say anything about where their time is going, it's into putting 300 dates on their calendar and just pushing the pavement with their shows.
Because Caskey says those shows and engaging with their tribes in real life is going to make them real money and push their careers even higher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
And I'll be doing it to death, and now I move a little phallic, a better color up, and everybody know my style, you can know that I'm the best. When I come, I'm doing this, and I'll be banging on my chest, and I'm banging in the east, and I'm banging in the west, and I come to give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, or you can read it in the press. Do you really want to know what's next?